Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatide Shatarne. Most worshipable Srila Prabhupada, life after life I have struggled to attain sense gratification, prestige, and the attention of women. But all I got was more struggle. Only by your mercy could I understand that the desire to enjoy this world binds one to its miseries. Life after life I have struggled to maintain useless bodies one after another. And I now struggle to keep my present body healthy, fit, and active, which for most people, including myself, is not perceived as a struggle until reaching the threshold of old age, when it becomes an increasing struggle to do so. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur cried out in helplessness. I had so many hopes, but all were dashed. Now in old age, my only hope is you, Krishna. As old age approaches, I pray to call out like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, taking Krishna as my only hope. Or to accept old age as did you, Srila Prabhupada, as an impetus to preach more vigorously for fulfilling the mandate received from Sri Guru. I have wasted my life without sense gratification. I could think like that, but now it is too late. My body is shriveled and clearly in decline. Still, I must beware. Srila Prabhupada, please save me from the mire of thinking. Enjoy now. Better late than never. You wrenched me from the struggle of trying to be happy within the world of misery. You gave me a new life of striving for pure consciousness. But even now I struggle to keep the mind free from lower thoughts. Please bless me, Srila Prabhupada, when Maya is pushing so hard that she seems impossible to resist, to remember that I am your property and have no right to attend to indulge in sense gratification of any kind. We glorify you principally because you gave us the truth, Krishna consciousness. You enjoined us to preach, which means to struggle against atheists, demons, karmis, mayavadis, and all other purveyors of untruth. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for forcing me into this struggle. I used to think only of my own welfare, but you insisted that we must try to help others as you have helped us. You struggled to give Krishna consciousness to a world that was not asking for it. You are the greatest benefactor of human society. You are the ideal sadhu. Shanta mahanto nivasanti santo vasanta valloka hitang charantaha tirna swayang bhima bhavarna vangjanan ehetu nyanyana pitarayantaha. Being naturally good and peaceful, great men live for the welfare of all. Having themselves crossed the terrible ocean of material existence, they, with no other ulterior motive, also help others to cross. This is a quote from Vivek Churamani. Srila Prabhupada, people talk of being themselves, but I don't want to be the person I was before meeting you. I want to be like you, a pure devotee of Krishna. Being like you would actually be being myself, for you have taught me what I really should be, a pure swan-like devotee like you. Srila Prabhupada, as you well know, there are also struggles within ISKCON. Although you have mercifully blessed me to not struggle for prestige and position, there remains the struggle to maintain integrity and direction. I humbly request you to help me always remember that you are non-different from the actual ISKCON that is your creation, and thus to remain sane in a society that now in many ways differs from the ISKCON you gave us. I also struggle with certain disciples who don't really want to be disciples or who struggle to remain in Krishna consciousness. Save me, Srila Prabhupada, from the maya of thinking that you are to be remembered only twice a year on your appearance and disappearance days. You are the life of my life. Without you, I am dead. You taught us how to be alive in constant touch with you by adhering to your orders in every moment of life. I always crave your mercy, without which I am doomed to unending, useless struggle. Struggling always to catch your glorious feet, your eternal servant, Bhakti Vikas Swami. And I'll add a verbal footnote to that, my struggle and that of others is to keep alive the actual teachings, mission, and spirit of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.